father broke in, he went with Ira Tupper, who was one of the earliest dragons. And they used to follow that run of codfish up the bay, heading up towards Turtle Head. And he described it as they would chase a codfish up all the way to Stockton Spring.
Yeah.
The Colwyn. Yeah. Putting
off Turtle Head.
Yeah. Which is where they ended, and that was about the time when they started the Colwyns.
Oh.
And that ended his fishing up the bay right there.
Did everybody that year?
Yeah, that was the end of it. And he said each year it was a little worse. The next year or so, where you'd pick them up down towards Collins Rock and that way, and then by the time it had been a couple few years, where you couldn't buy a fish inside of it anymore. And the stuff was all the way down.
No, when I was a teenager and before, we used to go over to Saddleback, you know, Jericho Bay.
Yeah.
And we'd never get there probably 9 o'clock in the morning. We used to take these stomach complaints, you know.
Sure.
And we'd get codfish. Oh.
Hi there.
No, I
told my
daughter to get ready for the class
tonight.
Oh. I'm going to do some
high school. Okay, well, I'll see you over there for lunch then.
Yeah.
Just stop by
phone.
I'll be hunting around for you. Find me. Okay. Anyway, we could get, of course there was no fishermen, but we get 1,000 pounds, no problem.
Up around Saddleback?
Saddleback Glades in Jericho Bay. This would have been, oh Lord. Well, that's where once in a while we go to Sea Long, but not often. Mostly we just went over there, and right around just off Saddleback there. Yeah. And it'd be no problem, really. July, August, like you said, so if you went to Blue Hill Rock, you could have it there.
Yeah.
And I mean, they would have it. They'd be, well, as far as that stove. And occasionally we go to Spoon Island for the night.
Yep.
Then after a while, by the time I was, there wasn't too much there. But you could go to the Roaring Bull Whistle and get all the codfish you wanted, no problem. Get all you wanted.
Yep.
And then by the time I was 18 or 19, had to go to Sea Island to get it.
Yep.
But we didn't fish him out with the hand lines, I don't think.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't know who else was fishing there.
Well, you'd be surprised. There were a couple of little draggers, for example, between the Drunkard and Blue Hill Rock. There's a deep hole there. Two draggermen told me that they used to tow. Mm. Said you couldn't fill your boat there, but you'd get an awful nice quick tow and stack and trip on. Mm. And a number of people had mentioned that they'd worked there. It could be a combination of things, or it could be that if and when the stuff backed off, they picked them up in the dragon tows a little farther out. Mm. I wonder if those fish just weren't resident there. It was food, water temperature wasn't too far off, and plenty of company during spawning season. No reason to go in. Maybe what we did was we wiped out one little population of fish after another.
Could be. It's not impossible.
No.
I remember I used to clean all the fish. And in July, there would be no codfish that was, any codfish that size or bigger would have anywhere from one to several lobsters.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, you know, fishing off where I was, I never saw that many lobsters in there. But one day, hand-biting out between Malcolm's and Seal Island,